The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Feedback.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, but we're not in the studios at KCNR 1460. Bad Bob and I are down here in Anderson at the Shasta County Fairgrounds for the 13th annual North State Stand Down for our veterans here. A hand up, not a hand out. And it's beautiful down here with the sunrise coming up, the chairs. I'm surprised how cold metal chairs get, Bob. You know, and when you come in and you sit down on the chairs, you kind of like levitate off the chairs. But good morning, everybody.
Muscles you didn't know you had suddenly clenched.
There you go. You know, I used to watch these girls that could sit flat on the ground and you know, skip rope by hopping. And I just realized I could do that, too.
Hey, looking at the weather right now down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, it is 45 degrees. Meanwhile, up here, a couple of degrees warmer, about 56. Your high today, 84. So there's quite a temperature swing. It'll start cooling down over the weekend. We'll look at a high of 82 for Saturday. Drops down to 73 on Sunday. Partly cloudy skies for the next few days. Then it warms up a little bit as we get into the new week. Again, 45 in Anderson, about 52 in Redding. And as always, this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business from right here in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans also, won awards for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane at 365-3793. Hey, by the way, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. And are you trying to tell me something there, Bobby?
We have somebody in the studio waiting for us to – Amy is in the studio.
There you go. Okay. And
hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry you're not here to see this cute puppy I brought today.
Oh, gosh. Aww. Don't do that. Okay, tell us about the puppy.
So I brought she's not technically a puppy, but they're all puppies to me. So I brought in a cute little girl named Lucy. Lucy is a spaniel mix, only weighs about 10, 15 pounds. She's not really cute. On the smaller side, kind of looks like a cavalier spaniel mix.
Yeah.
She's looking for a quiet home. So she's looking for a place that she can find a forever lap, one preferably with older children who respect her. And she's available for adoption today.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we are also running a really fun adoption special for Halloween. So it's called Choose Your Boo.
Choose Your Boo.
So, yeah, so all dog adoptions are $25.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful. And that obviously, of course, that includes the spay or neuter, the microchip, the health testing, the vaccines. And then cats are only $10 to adopt. So we will be doing this through next Saturday, the 3rd. So if you are looking for a really fun trick-or-treat partner, then you should come down to the shelter and take a peek. We have lots of really amazing animals.
I bet she's really cute. So this is for, like, maybe older kids or maybe a couple adults that are looking for to bring some happiness into their lives.
Right. She's a super fun companion dog. She's not too energetic, but she's not, you know, she likes to still get up and walk and have fun, and she's kind of always smiling. She looks like a teddy bear, really. She's got like an almost unreal puppy face, but she's 6 years old. So.
Oh, hey, Jared. You liking that dog?
Oh, she is super cute. She's not even telling you the truth. She's cuter than you would imagine.
Yeah,
I wanted
really
to take this dog home.
Is she an elk killer cute?
Cuter.
I was gonna go the other way. Not as cute as elk killer, but.
That's because Jared sits there, and Jared's extremely loyal, so thank you. Okay, now, so one more time, you can take her home today.
And, yes, yes.
Just come down to Haven Humane and just fill out the paperwork, meet her so that you know that she's your forever pet.
Yeah.
And it can happen.
So I have a feeling she's going to be one of the ones I'm going to have 3 voicemails and 7 emails about before I get back to the shelter about her, because she...
Oh, well, I'm glad that Linda didn't see her.
I'm glad she's really one that I would have taken.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm head over heels. So.
Oh, Amy, thank you so much. We're head over heels for you.
Oh, well, thank you. So, yeah, the number for Haven is 241-1653, and our adoption center is open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5.
Super. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys. Have fun there at Stand Down.
We are. We're, you know, it's what a great place this is. And while we're here with Terry and Kathy. And, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
I am fabulous.
You know what? You sucked it up and came right in on that. But she goes, how long, when did you get up this morning?
3:30.
3:30. And you've been here now for a few days?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And been working on this since February.
Wow. Since February. Okay. Tell us about Stand Down and what's going on here.
Stand Down is to give the veterans and their families resources so that their life can be changed and be better. The Veterans Service Office is here. This event lasts for 3 days. It's 24 hours of the day. A lot of veterans spend the two nights with us, and we have three meals all day long, and we have food out all day. We have diabetic food. We have coffee, and it's great. And this year, we have Healing California, which is a group that's brought dental to our Stand Down, and they will be doing cleanings, extractions, and fillings. And they're partnering with the Lions Club for Vision. So any veterans or their families that need dental care, on-site dental care. This year we don't have a podiatrist on site, so those veterans who need podiatry service are being shuttled to the clinic, and they will be brought back down here after they get their appointment at the clinic. And we have VA medical care. We have overnight EMT. That's Kathy.
And we're going to talk to Kathy.
And it's great. And we appreciate all the community support and donations.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate you, Terry and Kathy. We're going to talk to Kathy also here, and several others that are here that put this on. Over 90 people spent the night here last night.
Yes, sir.
You have three families, at least families here, and you know, kids.
Yes.
That are here. The pets are being taken care of by Anderson Veterinary Hospital.
Yes, and they do an excellent job and have supported us for years. And this year we don't have haircuts because we couldn't find anybody that would volunteer to come down and do haircuts.
They wouldn't let me volunteer because, first of all, I don't have a license, but I have cut hair before. And they're all veterans. They should understand that. I wouldn't want to be a woman if I cut her hair, though. I mean, I cut one way, short. Okay. Hey, but, okay, you've got other things going. You have DMVs here.
DMV was here yesterday.
Okay.
They will not be back today.
Okay, but they were here yesterday helping people get licenses and all that. And then how about the Veterans Service Office for helping with the 214s and this?
Yes, the County Service Office is here. I didn't talk to them. DMV saw 109 people yesterday.
Wow.
And they are issued IDs yesterday.
Okay, well, so, and that's a big thing because not having an ID, you know, not having an ID is tough. But not having that is great. And see, the you know, you started on this in February. So essentially, once this is over, you take a couple months off. But you're always thinking about it. You're always working it.
Well, this is a 12-month project. We have to get, I do the ordering from, it used to be DOD. Their warehouse burnt down in New Jersey. So now the orders we get directly from the active duty bases, mm-hmm. it's, service that, and so the shipments, instead of coming in one big shipment, it dribbles and drabs, so we use East Side Storage and we store our supplies there.
All right.
But no, as day, time off, no.
No, there's no time off.
No time off.
You know, we so much appreciate this. And, you know, Terry, you just do so well. And all your volunteers, you know, I see a lot of the same people every year.
Right. And we, Blue Shield this year, offered their employees to sign up to come down and volunteer. They've done excellent. They've had a whole group of volunteers come down. And it was wonderful. And their security this year is Cornerstone Fellowship, mm-hmm. which is a Christian motorcycle group. Uh-huh. And American Legion Riders have offered security and different volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we have a women's area, and we have kids area.
Do you have to...
And I see Healing California is just here. They're just setting up.
Start standing up right now. Hey, we're here at the 13th annual North State Stand Down, and we're talking to Terry right now. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we come back when we're talking to Kathy, who's the EMT that's on duty here, that volunteer. And you know what? Since we've been here, we've watching her treating people. You know, already just wandering up with that need to be helped. So we need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. I tell you what, at 3:30 in the morning, it's hard to roll out of your Sleep Number bed to go anywhere. So, but in Sleep Number, it now has with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, it adjusts to you as you move through the night. And now, right now, if you go down to the Target Shopping Center and you go over to Sleep Number store, they've got their Sleep Number 360 smart bed queen for $999. When you're looking about, you're thinking about buying that new mattress, you've got to ask yourself, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Try Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Say that Carl and Linda sent you. And try out that bed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is exactly 7:16 in the morning here on Friday, October the 26th. We're down at the North State Stand Down. And we'll be right back.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
Not the studios at KCNR 1460. We're down here in Anderson, FSR Hall, here for the 13th annual North State Stand Down. Volunteers down here are giving veterans a hand up and not a hand out. We're just so proud to be down here, and we're proud of these people that put it on. And the this portion of the show brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's. If you want to go down to have some of the best burgers in town, go down there for the games and all this. Shameless O'Leary's voted the best Irish pub in the North State for like 5 years in a row. A good place to go to and hang out at on the weekends. Okay. Hey, we're here with Kathy, who is an EMT here. Hey, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're a volunteer, right?
I am a volunteer. They needed somebody for the night shift, so I'm here for two nights in a row and stayed up last night and walked around and met some really fabulous people. So it's awesome.
You're a great person. You know, a big smile on your face and all that. Hey, what do you see here? I mean, because what we're talking about, we're talking about veterans that are homeless, that are out there in the hinterlands, sleeping on the streets and all this. What do you see when they come
here? I see a lot of grateful people. Uh-huh. I see veterans and their families that come here. They bring their animals here, and they walk in, and there's nothing. They don't have to have a penny on them. They don't have to have things. They leave with IDs. They leave with their DD-214s. They leave with registration. They leave with clothes. They leave with food in their belly three times a day. And last night here, one of the things that's been here for years in a row is a band called Heavy Dose of Blues. And they come down and donate their own time, and they play for 2 to 3 hours for the veterans. Last night I was walking around and I counted over 65 veterans sitting, listening to them play, and just smiles on their faces and everything. And it's just a really great place here to see so many people being helped that wouldn't otherwise. They transport them here, they do everything. So it's a great organization.
And again, this is I want to point out that, you know, all the help that's being given, these are veterans that have fallen down on their luck, or for whatever reason. It could be who knows what kind of problems.
Correct.
It is. And so many of them after this experience go on, and they with the push they get here, go on to productive lives and then return here. And we're going to try. I think there's a couple around here that returned, you know, after being here before, down on their luck, and now they're back helping.
There was a guy I was talking to this morning, and this is his sixth year being here. He's still homeless, but he has an ID. He goes to the VA clinic. He has care for himself. His animal got fixed yesterday by the Anderson veterinary, and it's just really important. And he comes here every year, even though he doesn't actually live in our area now. He makes sure he's back here for the stand down.
Kathy, thank you so much for what you do. And one of the other people that are here is a gentleman here named Tom. And Tom's with Healing California. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's correct.
And Tom is – now, tell us what Healing California is. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, God
bless. I know you're seeing people. Oh, God bless you.
So Healing California is a nonprofit that puts on free pop-up dental and vision clinics across California at health events, veteran stand-downs, similar to where we are today.
Okay. And this is – so if a veteran comes into you, what can you do for them?
On the dental side, we can offer cleanings, fillings, and extractions. And then on the optical side, we're able to offer a full eye exam and also make glasses on the spot that they take away that day. So we believe in doing everything that we're able to achieve in a single day for those veterans.
Okay. And this is amazing. So they can come in, get all their dental care, get cleaned up that way, and then walk away with a set of glasses.
Absolutely. Walk away with a set of glasses. They pick the frames. They're able to have a set of glasses they're happy with, and they can see clearly through.
Wow. And you can just grind them right here, huh?
Absolutely. We can make them right here. We can't do this without the volunteer support. We always recruit all of our professional volunteers locally. Mm-hmm. So while we're from L.A. and we bring all the equipment up, we can't do this without the support of the local dental and vision communities.
So can you name some of the people that are here today? or do you know their names yet?
Yeah, so we have a whole bunch of local dentists from different offices. Uh-huh. We have hygienists who come out. We also have two optometrists who are coming out today.
Great, great.
So it's a really a spread of different offices yeah. across the region.
Now, people that don't know what Healing California is, this is not a taxpayer-supported organization. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we're a 501c3, which means that we're a non-profit agency. We don't charge our patients. We don't charge our host organizations. We exist through the generosity of our donors, through our philanthropic partners, foundations, corporations, and individuals who support us.
That's just really cool. And so, Tom, this is your first time up here.
Yeah.
And you're the manager. You're the guy that gets everybody up here and gets them all together.
So I'm the program director. So okay. I kind of set the wheels in motion, and then our volunteer providers take it from there.
Now, what do you think about this? This is your first time up here.
Yeah, so we serve at veteran stand-downs across California, from mm-hmm. Fresno, East Bay, to San Diego. And everyone we go to, we're always struck by the kindness and the generosity of the volunteers, as well as how thankful the veterans are to be getting this hand up. The guys who are here don't want a handout. They want help getting themselves back on the right path.
And I tell you, you know, having a set of glasses, you know what? I wear glasses. You know, I didn't used to, but, you know. Anyway, and I lost my other set. They're somewhere in, I don't know, Nova Scotia maybe. So I'm wearing my second backup set. But just having, if you don't have glasses and you need glasses, your whole life changes. So I can, you know, I can imagine we have people out there that haven't had glasses, probably maybe for a couple of years, or maybe longer. Then coming in here and being able now to see, to be able to read, to be able to, you know, fill out a form without help.
Oh, absolutely, and it's even more fundamental than that. We've had patients in the past who've put on a pair of glasses and looked at their wife and said, "This is the first time I've seen my wife clearly for 5 years."
Oh wow!
So it's even more fundamental than that.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, it's imagining the guy who's trying to get back on his feet, trying to get a job without being able to see clearly.
Yeah.
Or with pain from his or her mouth. Absolutely. So they come in, get that taken care of. And
people know that, you know what, if you've got tooth problems or teeth problems, it affects other parts of your body, too. And so, you know, if you're you've got abscesses or infections like this, it's not just your mouth that is the effect.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a health issue. It can have effects on people's heart health, cardiovascular health, as well as just psychologically. If you know you've got essentially a $1,000 dental bill in your mouth, you have teeth you need removed, you have fillings that need to be done, maybe you just need a cleaning. It's a real anxiety that hangs over people. It's a financial burden that a lot of people can't afford.
Yeah. So you've got it here. There's a chance to have that fixed. Okay. Tom, thank you so much. And it's such a pleasure meeting you
today.
No
problem. Thank you, guys.
And thank you for what Healing California does. I mean, this is something probably for a little bit longer show, too. So we'll try and get a hold of you all.
No, okay. We're so proud to be able to serve those who served. So thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. That's nice. Hey, we're also here with Frank Rose. Get in here, Frank Rose, our program director. I see Frank more than I see some of my employees here. Of course, so what are you thinking? Frank, you're always here at the stand downs.
Yeah, that's part of what I do. I'm supposed to be the PR person for the stand down. And to have somebody new come in here and talk about what they see from other events around the country is really interesting, because now you get an outside perspective of what's happening here. Yeah. And he's been to other ones, and they all kind of like blend together, but yet each one's separate.
Sure.
And for what he's saying that they give here, he really enjoys being here. That's the first time for them being here.
Yeah, you know what? And he says it goes to other stand downs around. And again, but what are you seeing? Anything different this year, Brian?
Well, there is definitely a cut down on amount of people that are here for help, and that's been stated already. But yeah, you can see it, because most of the time you see people walking all over the place and eating, getting lines along, they get in line to eat and so forth, but not so much this year. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
You know what? I'm hoping that it's a good thing. Last year they had 110 spent a night.
Yeah.
This year like 90. So that's right. 20 less, but it's still out there that, and I see families here and all this that are being assisted out here. But let's just hope it's because it's starting to work, that, you know, that we're getting more people off the street.
For sure. For sure. I hadn't been inside yet to see the providers, but I'd like to go in and see how many are here this year versus last year.
Well, you know what? I see a lot of different things here. I see, you know, well, with this, you know, this California Health California, what is it? The ones that were just here. And then it looks like a couple other new ones that are here. I think they're going to be bringing in the equine group here at 10 o'clock. That is, you know, it's with the horses that help people also. So, okay, Frank Rose here, who has been the Veteran of the Year in so many different organizations, going to be the Grand Marshal at this year's Veterans Parade down the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes, my honor, really. It's a great honor.
Well, it's because you've earned it there, buddy. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here, and I've got One Safe Place rolling in here right after this. And, you know, this is, you know, it's funny, but it kind of ties in the helping people, you know, people in need, and giving them a hand up. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And we're back.
I know we're back. I'm just trying to see what time, I see what the temperature was, buddy.
Well,
I know it's 7:34 in the morning here on the 26th of of October, Friday here. It's about 45 where we're at out here at Anderson Fairgrounds. We're down here at the North State Standdown, the 13th annual North State Standdown. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, it's 45 today. If you haven't kicked on your heater, you will soon. And if you haven't kicked on your heater since the fires, you may need to clean out that filter or your air duct. You know, I say this, and people laugh at me until you kick it on, and then it looks like a cartoon when a puff of black smoke comes out.
Yeah, Pigpen walking off.
Yeah, there you're going. And I'm down here with Bad Bob, and we're down here to stand down, and it's a hand up and not a hand out here. Now, but I'm also sitting here with Sarah Nant and Christine Hixenbaugh from One Safe Place, and in a way, it's the same kind of thing, that you all help people. And victims of domestic violence, and sometimes they're veterans, sometimes they're not. But you also are given a hand up, and not just a handout. So, last night you had an event and a fundraiser, and it was Speakeasy Night.
Yeah, our Speakeasy Night. It was
huge
a
success.
Great success. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of great, wonderful donors who came out and supported One Safe Place and our mission.
Yes, and you know people go, well, how can you see a parallel? But I see a parallel between what's going on here and what you all do. It gives people, in your case, a longer time. You could be, how long can somebody stay at One Safe Place?
They can stay up in our residence for, it's kind of a case by case.
Right.
So it's as long as they need to. Sometimes folks stay 30 days and then they move into transitional housing, or sometimes they stay for 30 days and then they choose to leave our shelter because they're feeling safe. They're feeling like they can return to the world outside of our shelter there. Other folks need to stay in a little bit longer, and that's perfectly okay. There's tons of resources and a lot of opportunities that folks get to take advantage of when they're in our shelter. So some people choose to do that. And they stay in our shelter while they're looking for a safe place to be outside beyond our walls.
Well, see, and this is what I'm talking about here. This is a safe area here. They have their health taken care of, the dental, eye exams and everything. And these are the kind of things that you do. You do it you do it year-round, as we know. And this here is a three-day stand-down here. Now, what would you say, if you're talking about One Safe Place, what do you want people to know? Christine,
Sarah. Do you want to start off, and then I'll throw out what I would like people to know?
Yeah, absolutely. One Safe Place is, we are a hand up, but a lot of people, I think, from what I've seen and experienced, is that people think that it's only for women, and we aren't just a women's shelter. We also advocate for men as well. I think people should recognize that, and we encourage people to come forward and get the counseling and the support that they need.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it is, and a lot of people find it because it used to be called the women's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just for women. And you're right. There is, abuse goes both ways. So it's and we need for people to recognize that, too.
Yeah.
I heard a wonderful story it was a great story. It's a sad story of a woman who was being choked, strangled, and she made it to the One Safe Place. And how she has since then found herself, found the strength, and told her story last night. And it was absolutely one of strength and just needed that place.
Mm-hmm.
You needed one safe place or a refuge like that so she could get it back.
Yeah.
So
I loved her story, how she explained that she is a very powerful woman and that she found herself after a long time in a domestic violence situation. She had never thought that that would happen to her. But when it came to that, One Safe Place was there. And we were on the phone with her when she was driving, and we could help her make sure that she got to our services safely.
Okay, Sarah, what do you want people to know about? What would you say about One Safe Place?
Well, Christine kind of touched on what I want folks to know. I want them to know that we're available for anyone in the community that's been affected by domestic violence or sexual assault. We're not only a women's shelter. We're not only for specifically one type of person. Our doors are open to those who need help from us. I would also like to let folks know that we're not just at our on-site location. We're actually out at Shasta College as well, where I'm the on-site advocate. Christine does a lot of work at a couple of really great high schools in the community area. So we're trying to really expand our outreach. We want to be there for the people that need us, and we want to meet them where they're at.
You know what? I never even thought of that one. I didn't think about high schools, but relationships in high schools, this is where this sometimes it starts.
Mm-hmm.
The first relationship or relationship that they have, it's an abusive one. And it starts when they're like maybe 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Is this true? I mean, or is that just, I just thought about that. Do you see things like that?
Absolutely. One of the topics that we cover is teen dating violence. And we help students understand what a healthy relationship looks like and what it doesn't. And so just helping them build those foundational blocks that is more prevention. And also, like Sarah was saying, we're meeting them where they're at to make sure that if they have an experience with violence in their intimate relationship or just with another peer or they face a sexual assault, most sexual assaults will happen in the teenage years. Into early 20s is the first time sexual assault will take mm-hmm. place, but most people won't come forward and report it. And so we want to encourage students to report if something is to happen.
Of course, because you know what, it's not a healthy relationship. And you know, it's not boys will be boys or girls will be girls. This is something that shouldn't be happening at any time. So do y'all give classes out there then to all, you know, at the schools? To say this is what a healthy relationship is, and this is what you should expect.
Absolutely. And we do encourage schools to reach out. We're free of charge. We'll mm-hmm. go. We have Train the Trainer, so helping educators understand what signs to look for. Mm-hmm. This month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month
right.
for October. And then next month is Bullying Prevention Month. So what I'm kind of trying to focus on right now is how to see the bully as somebody who also needs some restoration. Hurt people hurt people. And so it's important that we don't just, that we help them also.
It's important you don't slap them down, right? They should need help.
You want to help them. You want to help them understand why they are acting out, if they are, or why they're violent.
I don't like bullies.
And helping them understand better what a healthy relationship looks like. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, Sarah, you're out there at Shasta College. It's the same thing that you're finding out there. Is it? I mean, I imagine you run into people that have been in abusive relationships since they were 12 or 13, and then all of a sudden it dawns on them or something happens.
Absolutely, and a lot of times it starts before that. It starts with the first relationships that they see modeled for them, whether that's
their
in the home, in the community,
like, yeah.
their parents, in the media, and they kind of adopt that as the norm. And then say it continues on, they get into college, and then they realize that these relationships are unhealthy. As a confidential advocate, they can talk to me about that. If they've experienced domestic violence, dating violence, even sexual assault, harassment, or stalking, they can come and talk to me about it on campus.
Uh-huh.
And we can start creating that campus as a safe place for them and expand that out into the community through our services. But out there at the college, we do have presentations where we go into the classrooms. They have their Don't Cancel Class program. So that's whenever Shasta Cares Campus Advocacy Resources and Education for Safety will pop into their classroom, and we talk about being an active bystander and how that stops and prevents rape culture. We talk about a variety of things and focusing on the yes means yes as far as consent goes as well.
Do you, the active bystander, this is really interesting because how many times, you know, I saw a video the other day up in Portland where some guy, and he's just being extremely mean, nasty, cursing this lady who has an American flag on her. She's wearing an American flag. Her husband had died in 9/11. And this guy just picks on her. But that was bad because he was just being a total jerk.
Mm.
What bothered me, though, was all these people, and Bob and I talked about that, all these people that were watching this thing, and nobody said anything. I mean, it was wrong. And when you teach somebody to be an active bystander, what do you teach them? Do you teach them to, like, intercede, pull a gun, knock them down, stomp on them?
So we teach a lot of nonviolent approaches.
Oh.
With that, when there's a lot of people just watching an event, it's called the diffusion of responsibility. Basically, it means surely someone else will do something, but in most cases, that someone else needs to be them. It needs to be me. It needs to be
yeah.
someone there in the crowd. So we use the green dot approach, the three Ds to bystander intervention, which is distract, delegate, and be direct. So something direct would be like, hey, I noticed you guys are pretty upset. Things are getting heated. Are you okay? Like, can I offer assistance? Can I offer some sort of help? A distraction would be creating a distraction in that situation. Maybe going up to someone and be like, oh my gosh, I lost my phone. Can you help me find my phone? Like, I'm pretty sure I had it, but oh gosh, I don't know where it is now. Please help. And then of course, delegating is I see something. I'm like, you know what? This seems pretty intense. I need some backup. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to someone that I think would be able to address this better than myself.
How about the fourth D? Destroy.
No destroy.
No destroy?
Not trying to destroy.
Oh, okay. Just, I'm sorry. No, but you're right, because people don't know how to do this. They see it, and you can't let it go. You can't. I mean, I can't believe what I saw that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, talk about a horrible thing. This guy's he was just terrible things he was saying to her. You know, I'm really glad he's dead, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was like, these people are standing there, and I thought, my gosh, I mean, you know, she's like in her 50s, and he's like in his 20s.
How heart-wrenching.
It was. It was a total bully-type thing, and I think people get embarrassed, but they don't know what to do. They don't know about the distraction, you know, like have an air horn. Maybe you should carry an air horn, put it up against his head, and pull it, you know, just like, no. Or like that. Anyway. Hey, thanks a lot for that. And you've got some things you need want to talk about, too, right? But we need to take a break, all right?
Okay, let's take a break.
Okay, let's take a break. Hey, Bad Bob, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Yes, sir. What are we going to be doing? Well, we're doing Boomer Tech Live on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we are continuing with our process of high grading our stuff. We may have some donations for some people.
Bob and Brenda are leaving us here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they're your neighbors. They have, their newest branch is in here in Redding, 1845 California Street. Come on in if you've had, you know, it's been a very busy summer with fires and destruction and all this. But go on down and see your friends, see your neighbors at Cornerstone Community Bank. And let them show you how they keep moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, we'll be right back with Sarah Nance and Christine Hixenberg from One Safe Place. And we're down here at the North State Stand Down, the 13th Annual North State Stand Down. We're going to talk a few more minutes with Sarah and Christine, and we're going to be bringing in some more of our veterans. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech,
Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio out here in Anderson. If it's Sorrel Hall here, we're here for the 13th annual North State Stand Down for our veterans. A hand up, not a handout. It's such a great place. So many things going on here. They're serving food three times a day. They had a jazz band last night. They've got so many people that are helping here. They've got VA services here. They have veterinarian services here for the animals. We have at least three to four families out here that are seeking help. They have Healing California, which is giving eyeglasses. They walk away with eyeglasses today. Dental care, health care, new clothing. They get ID cards. Gosh, so many different things are going on, right, Bob? I mean, isn't it great to be part of this?
It is. I've always been on the other end of the connection.
Oh, yeah.
For previous stand-downs.
Yeah, because, you know, I would be here and you'd be our producer, to see this.
Or Jared would be the producer.
Yeah.
But so it's really nice to see this. And it's not exactly super crowded, which is actually a good thing. So
I can't tell if this is because maybe some people didn't know about it, or if this is just a better. Is it just because we're getting people off
the street? Veterans are finding the help they need, yeah.
I know that we've got several programs that have been very successful with the veteran side of it. So, yeah, this is really super. And you know what, tying into this is we have Christine Hixenberg and Sarah Nance here from One Safe Place. And in many ways, you are offering that hand up and not a handout.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help people are victims of domestic violence, families, men, women, and all that. And so what you're doing also is is also fine. Of course, it's 365 days a year with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about how y'all have outreach programs at the high schools, at Shasta College and all this, and how, you know, domestic violence or the people that are caught up in this, it starts at an early age. And it's not until later they start finding out that, no, it's not supposed to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And before we were discussing teen dating violence and active bystander, and something that I really like to relay to students and I guess the community, of course, is that when you do step into a situation and you intervene, a lot of people think that you're only helping the survivor in that instance, but actually you're helping everybody in the situation. You walk away knowing that you took responsibility and you did the best you could. You are helping the victim by helping them to escape the scenario. But you're also helping the bystander, you're also helping the perpetrator.
Right.
You're also helping he or she to recognize that what they're doing isn't appropriate and isn't healthy and to change their ways. we've seen a lot. We've seen the statistic that people who are bullies in school are much more likely to end up in juvenile hall. And as we know, once you're in the system, you're kind of in the system, right? And so that just kind of is...
It starts grinding on you.
Right. It starts grinding on you and you end up in prison. And so it's really important that we intervene and we're active bystanders, because you're not just helping yourself and the survivor, you're also helping the person doing the bullying or the perpetrator.
Right. I'm trying to think. There's a term for this, and it gives so many points for a home and a child that if they have.
Oh, are you talking about ACEs? Adverse childhood experiences?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to turn her down or turn me down or something? It just blow out my left ear, what's left of it. ACEs, where if certain things happen in their home, their mm-hmm. chances of being in trouble just. So, what is that exactly, Seth?
ACEs is adverse childhood experiences, and it's something that affects not only the emotional health, but the physical health of the individual as they go through life. This can look like having a harder time focusing in class and your studies, to being at higher risk for heart disease, anything along those lines. And so we actually have ACEs covered in part of our advocacy training, because a lot of folks here in Shasta County are affected by ACEs. So it's really important that we recognize and understand that, as it helps us maintain our trauma-informed care approach to helping all individuals.
Well, that's great. You know, and I've heard about the ACEs before and how we have a lot of people that have a high score here. And traumatic can be, you know, your parents losing a job, losing your home. And that's where we get back into this in our stand mm-hmm. down here. Having to go from spot to live, not having dental care, not having health care, you know, ending up in school with maybe, you know, you're going to school, but you're clothing. You don't have the clothing. And what about, you know, in glasses? You mm-hmm. can't see, you know, as well and all this. So it's amazing that we live in a society that is so wealthy mm-hmm. and so many times. And I'm not saying everybody's wealthy, of course. But that we spend money on things that seem like very so frivolous, when we could probably be devoting more money to helping people.
Right.
You know?
And
I'm not talking. I'm not talking just keep pouring money into it, because it doesn't work. But focused on helping them get out of something. And mm-hmm. you know, I know this. I'll get on a soapbox here in a second. but see, and that's what I like about this and the stand down. Mm-hmm. They're helping people get out of this. And this is what I really, really admire about One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm.
You help people get out of a situation that, in some cases, they had nothing to do with it. It just came up on it, crept up on them. They were born into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps them become whole again.
Absolutely.
So, we got 2 minutes left. So, you got anything else you want to, you know, quickly point out to people?
Well, November is Bullying Awareness Month, there are some schools that have taken action to make sure that that students are able and comfortable to come forward. We're on Shasta High School mm-hmm. campus, and we host the Change the Culture Club. Mm-hmm. And that's based on our campaign, which is #ChangeCulture.
Okay.
On UPrep, we're there with the No More Club, and that's based on a national campaign, which is No More Campaign. There are a few schools that I've recognized that have really taken action to make sure that kids are comfortable, and I know Grant School has an online kind of anonymous page where students can, or parents can come in or write some incident that happened. And I know Sequoia has these bullying boxes where mm-hmm. kids can just write in anonymous tips, if you will, about something that happened to them or
John
something
is a
that
bully.
They've seen.
John is a bully.
John is a bully.
John is a bully, and there's like 56 of them in there. You're going, oh, my God, maybe we better talk to John.
We should go talk to John about
maybe,
that. Right.
Hey, John, come here.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So there are steps that schools can take to encourage people to come forward.
Okay, how do they get a hold of you?
our number is 244-0117, and that's a 24/7 crisis hotline. If people need us, we're here to help.
Christine Hixenberg and Sarah Nance, thank you so much for coming down here early in the morning and sitting on these cold chairs.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Go over and get some coffee or breakfast before you leave, all right?
Yeah, we will.
We're going to take a quick break here for the news, and we're going to bring back, we've got a veteran show starting here next month and much more. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Two more suspicious parcels intercepted this morning on their way to prominent Democrats.
The latest discoveries, a suspicious package found in New York addressed to former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and a second package located in Florida that was sent to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Both intended recipients, like the previous 10, have been openly critical of President Trump. So far, none of the packages have exploded, and law enforcement officials have said that they are not rigged like booby trap packages that would explode on opening.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump pushing back against some media outlets for their coverage of the mail bombs.
The president says some in the news media are trying to blame him for the series of suspicious packages that were mailed this week. In a pre-dawn tweet, he singles out what he calls the lowly rated CNN, among others. Friday morning's 3 a.m. tweet followed one on Thursday in which the president said a very big part of the anger we see today in our society is caused by the mainstream media.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The government's latest economic snapshot pointing to strong growth.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% in the last quarter, slightly higher than many economists predicted. It came after a 4.2% rate in the second quarter, making these the strongest consecutive quarters of growth in 4 years. The latest number was helped by the strongest consumer spending burst in nearly 4 years, which helped offset a drag from trade disputes.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani. They're back, or will soon be, President Trump reimposing sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the Obama administration, the Iran nuclear deal. Wall Street, the Dow down 490 points, it's off almost 2%. The NASDAQ, 247 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk active workspace solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
Amnesty International accusing India's government of trying to scare human rights groups after financial crimes investigators raided one of its offices in southern India.
Amnesty International said it had always obeyed the law, and Thursday's raid was part of a disturbing attempt to silence the government's critics. The rights group said its employees were told to shut their laptops and not to use their phones to call friends and families during the raid. Amnesty has spoken out about alleged abuses by the authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir and the treatment of minorities by India's Hindu nationalist government. In a similar case, the office of the environmental pressure group Greenpeace was raided last week and its bank accounts were frozen.
That's the BBC's Ambrosan Adarajan. A plane carrying the Duke and Duchess of Sussex had to abort its landing at Sydney's airport this evening, flew around because there was another aircraft on the runway. Townhall.com. One big airline says it's falling behind its rivals thanks to higher jet fuel prices.
American Airlines is struggling more than Delta and United to pass those higher jet fuel costs on to passengers.
and the company's dropped far behind its rivals when it comes to profits as a result. All airlines are facing a strong headwind from fuel prices that have surged by more than a third over the past year. And in the third quarter, American recovered just 40% of that increase with higher prices. By contrast, United says it's tapping customers for the entire amount of the higher fuel prices. Delta says it's passing on about 85% of the increase. Bob Agnew reporting.
$2.88 billion, Amazon's record profit in the third quarter. The online giant's bottom line boosted by the growth of online shopping and its cloud computing service. It's Amazon's fourth straight quarter of profits exceeding $1 billion. And again on Wall Street right now, the Dow down 480 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, live radio. We got a couple of calls on the line, Carl, but bring us in here.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down here at Facero Hall in the Shasta County Fairgrounds here for the 13th annual North State Stand Down. Hand up, not a handout for homeless veterans, veterans in need of assistance, whether it's ID, if it's medical care, if it's something for their animals. Getting ID cards, so many different things going on there. And this today for 3 days, including, Health California coming in so that our veterans who need dental care can get dental care fillings, extractions, cleanings, but also glasses, eyeglasses. They could walk away here with a brand new set of eyeglasses. So many other things going on.
Pretty cool stuff.
So let's go to the lines.
How about we do a quick weather?
Then? Oh, why don't we do the weather first?
Why don't we do some quick weather here? 48 degrees in Anderson right now, 52 in downtown Redding. Look for a high today of 84 with an overnight low of 51. No precipitation, no rain in sight. We will have partly cloudy skies as we head through the weekend. Temperatures will dip down into the low 70s before they start moving back up beginning next Tuesday. We'll have mid-80s through the rest of next week. No real rain in sight for the next several days. Not a great thing there. 48 in Anderson, 52 in Redding. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And first up on the line, we have Joe with our fitness tip. Carl.
Joe, good morning, Joe. You should be out here with us and leading us in exercises out here. It's cold. Hello, Joe. You're on.
Carl, how you doing?
I said you need to be out here so you can be leading us all in a run around the fairgrounds.
Absolutely. Burpees, push-ups.
There you go. Yeah, going to bring us back to boot camp there, buddy. So what's your fitness tip?
Well, I think that one thing that people should do that would create lead to better results would be to focus on fitness behaviors rather than fitness outcomes. Behaviors are things that we can control directly. Outcomes we don't have direct control over. For example, let's say you wanted to lose 5 pounds. You don't have direct control over whether that's going to take 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months. The behaviors, on the other hand, that are going to eventually lead to those outcomes, you have direct control over. You have direct control over whether you make it over to Adamson's Peak Performance 3 days next week, whether you eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, whether you get to bed at 10 p.m. so that you can get your 8 hours of sleep. And if you get those behaviors going, the outcome is just going to be a byproduct of the behaviors. And I think if focusing on just what you can do versus things that you don't have direct control over, it's going to be less frustrating and it's going to lead to better results.
Okay. So, you know what? Anytime you can control what, you know, that you feel like you're in control, I think it works better also.
Absolutely. I think it creates a more positive outlook. People get real frustrated just jumping on the scale. And what good is that doing anyway if they're not practicing the behaviors necessary to change that scale. So you can control right now whether you go out and run around the track over there at the fairgrounds after you get off the radio. You have direct control over that.
It's an interesting thing that you're saying about, you know, if you have direct control over what you're doing, so you don't feel this, a guilt and all these other things, blah, blah, blah. But you make those decisions about it. And, and it's important that when you make these decisions that you're saying to yourself, you know what, I am in control of this. I can do this. And sometimes
right,
you
and
let
it's
just be overrun on things.
Steps. It's just real simple steps that you take. Yeah. And don't try and, do everything at the same time. Just say, okay, what am I going to do to make some simple steps this week? Oh, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times.
Things will start to happen. Yeah, you know what? You're just always full of great things, Joe. You know, Anderson's Peak Performance there. I mean, if you're looking for a great place and really, really super people that are there for encouraging, not browbeating, but encouraging you, this
Absolutely.
Is the place to go to.
We're the global epicenter of physical transformation.
I love you, man. Hey, you take care and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Kyle. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Also on the line, we're going to talk about maybe your financial health.
Susan Eastman.
Yeah.
Susan, I'm sorry. I would have had you on first, except I'm down here in Anderson.
You are?
I am. We're down here at the North State Stand Down, hon. So what's
Very
going
good.
On?
Very good. Okay. Well, let me get you on the run here with the market. How about that?
Hey, you know what? What's going on?
It is a volatility maximus.
Oh, boy. The epicenter of change.
But, the major averages are in the red. After disappointing earnings from the often-cited FANG group, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 467 points at 24,515. The S&P 500 is off 68 points at 2,637. And the NASDAQ Composite down 235 points at 7,083. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Amazon down 157 points at 1,624. Alphabet off 59 at 1,044.58. Facebook down $6 at 144.58. 12. Local stocks of interest, AT&T down 86 cents at 29.12. Verizon off a quarter at 56.15 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric down a dollar at 46.31. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 3.08%. And over to commodities, gold is up $12.80 an ounce at 1,245. Silver up 15 cents at 14.84 per ounce. And crude oil down a quarter at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
You know what, Susan, I just like to say to people, and this is a volatile time, and if you want to talk to somebody that's got her head screwed on straight and is calm under all these things, you talk to Susan.
I want to know how Amazon can record $1 billion earnings and it's a bad thing.
Susan's the one to talk to.
A little bit longer, we can buy it. It's a buying opportunity. You flip a coin. Buying opportunity.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Thank you, Susan,
okay.
So much.
Have a great weekend.
Week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors, First Vice President of Investments over there and over in Park Marine Drive. Hey, I'm here with Dan Doc Williams. Good morning, Danny. Or Doc. Doc.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. Now, you're asking yourself, well, who is this guy? Well, this is our newest show is getting ready to premiere next month. Newest
November 3rd. 10 to 11 a.m. It'll be our first show.
There you go. Now, tell everybody what it's about.
We are we're going to be based on just veterans, the issues and needs that our veterans need in our community, how to get to the different resources, housing, education, health care, some suicide prevention, anything we really need to do with or information that we can pass on veterans, and specifically here in Shasta County, Tehama County, because I live in Tehama County, so I try to be proactive down there as well, and have different people on from the community.
Now, it's not going to just be you on there, is it?
No. Of course, our buddy Frank
uh-huh.
Rose will be on there.
Uh-huh.
And then my dad. My dad's a Vietnam vet. You got to meet him a few weeks ago.
That's right.
And my dad's my favorite person in the world, and anything I can do with him. And, he's the reason why I went into the Navy to become a corpsman. instead of into the Marine Corps. But I still ended up serving with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines for 8 years anyway. So,
well, I tell you what, you know what, we love our corpsmen.
Yeah.
You know, because not only are they, you know, they take care of you like that, but they're right out there on patrols with you. They're in the stacks that are going out there. And I have seen instances where our corpsmen get shot. And luckily, the plate has saved their lives, and they turn around, and then they save the life of the person that shot them. This is the kind of people we have out there. And you know what? We love our corpsmen.
And I had an advantage when I went in because my dad being in the Marine Corps, mm-hmm. his only bit of advice, I was 30 when I went in.
Wow.
He said, you know, if they go for a run, you go for a run. If they're going on a long hike, don't come up with any excuses. Go hide in a battalion aid station or anywhere. Go be with them, and then you become part of them. And he was right, and I spent all my time with them. So when we did go over to Iraq and Afghanistan, I felt very much part of that. I wasn't the outsider looking in. I was part of those guys.
Well, you're part of them. You're a doc. Yeah. And, so how many tours did you make into Iraq and Afghanistan?
Two in Iraq and one in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And you enlisted when you were 30.
I was 30 when I went in. I went in March of 2001. So I was in Corps school when 9/11 happened. And all of us, you know, it was kind of towards the end of that. We already had our orders.
Yeah.
And I had orders to go to Whidbey Island, the hospital up there.
Yeah.
So they got us all in the, you know, Corps school is in Great Lakes, Great Mistakes, Bob over there knows what I'm saying. And they basically told all the guys, all the men, all your orders are gone. You're all going with the Marine Corps side.
Yeah.
They asked,
because we're going to war. Yeah.
Well, they, you know, people like yourself that make, you know, the higher rate knew what was going on. I was just an E-nothing, you know, and I just nodded my head a lot and whatever. And they asked, you know, who wants to go where, that, you know, if you have somewhere you want to go. So I want to be in, you know, 5th Marines. That's where my dad was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent me down to Camp Pendleton.
Yeah,
and
we'll send you guys over there to the grunts, yeah.
Well, I wasn't 100% wanted to. I actually wanted to go to the Alpha Company were on the boats, the little Zodiac boats, and all. But they put me on Charlie Company, it was a Hilo Company, and it couldn't have been better. You know, I loved every minute of it.
Great. Okay, hey, now Doc, when does your show start? Starts November 3rd.
November 3rd, 10 to 11 a.m.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. And like I said, you're always going to be looking for people with stories and passing on information.
Yes.
I think your bride going to be or somebody.
Yes, my wife will be on there as well. You know, she brings that female perspective in,
right.
And you know, she's smarter than I am, so she's a lot more savvy on what's going on with the VA side, on the female veterans health side. So,
is she a veteran too?
Yes, she's a Navy corpsman. That's, we met in the Navy. Yes.
Okay, so we've got a family of corpsmen here. So that's
yes.
Good. All right. So Dan, thank you,
David.
Did I say Dad?
David. That's fine.
Oh,
Doc. That's why I say Doc.
I just say Doc.
Okay. It's easier.
Yeah, it's Doc. It's okay. You know what? This whole morning has been kind of like that.
It's cold out here.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Sam. so bad Sam. No, it's Bad Bob. Okay. So Doc, thanks a lot, and we really appreciate you wanting to be on the air with us, and I can't wait to hear the
show. I'm looking forward to it.
Looking
it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
And it premieres on November 3rd at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Saturday. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
And not the studios of KCNR 1460, epicenter of change in downtown Reading. We're out here at Facero Hall in Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds here for the 13th annual North State Stand Down.
And changing veterans' lives.
Changing veterans' lives. And you know what? What have you noticed here, Bob, that you really, I mean, that's really, because this is your first time you've been here
right.
with me.
Actually, you know, for folks who have hit some pretty rough times, I'm seeing a lot of cheerfulness down here. You know, a lot of people going, hey, there is a camaraderie, a fraternity, a brotherhood, sisterhood, what have you. A lot of the things that divide us kind of fall away in these situations. So there's people who need help and are overcoming their pride, saying that, yeah, I do need some help. And there's people getting a lot of satisfaction out of granting that help.
You know, we've got that Healthy California. I think it's a 501. It's not any tax money, but they're here with volunteers, local volunteers, to do all the dental, the dental work, to do the eyeglasses, and all these things. And you know, but plus it's helping in ID cards, 214s. Their animals, getting their animals treated by Anderson Veterinary Clinic.
Yeah, a bunch of dogs. Yeah.
So many things going on here. We got three families, people, kids out here. Everybody getting some assistance to try and get them back on the track again. You know, with all the money that we spend in this country for so many different things, it seems like we could really kind of like focus in on our veterans. And speaking of our veterans and somebody that's in charge of various things this year, we have Rick Ortega, who is the commander of VFW Post 1934 right here in Reading. And good morning there, buddy.
Good morning. Glad to see you guys here again. Thank you for supporting this endeavor, both of you guys. I know Bob is looking rather chilly, but he's covered up with his warm coffee mug there. But thank you for coming out and supporting this, because this is one part of our community, the VFW I'm speaking of,
yeah,
which is just as integral to the fabric of our community as One Safe Place, as any other of these organizations, and we provide a lot of help, a lot of feedback, and a lot of good community support for us, the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts,
mm-hmm.
you know. I want to talk right now about the Voice of Democracy, another program that that the VFW sponsored. We high school students can get up to $30,000 for a scholarship. They need to get with their high school counselors and figure out what to do. The timeline is quick approaching, and submit something. It's a competition about democracy. We only mm-hmm. have one girl right now that I'm going to be meeting with later today. I thought we would have had a few more, but I need help getting that word out.
Okay, so when you say it's up to $30,000, is this for each individual VFW post, or is this like an overall one? That I mean, she enters a competition that's nationwide.
Well, you know, it goes from our district, our post, to the California, and then national, and they have various levels of recognition and funding. But hey, $30,000 for college.
That's a big thing
here. I mean, you got to get on the ball with this stuff, and it's all about democracy and what a high school student's perspective can offer.
Well, it seems like all the high schools should be looking at something like this. It's a you know, it's an essay. Is it an essay they write?
It's an essay they got to write. Okay. And so I've reached out to some of the guys at the Grindstone who happen to be in the education business, and I told them, so look, you need to get your students over here and get it going.
Now, scholarship, you know, and especially now with the cost of higher education going, you know, through the roof. Rick, for the for the VFW post, it's funny that, you know, we've got, you know, we've been in a war now for what, 17 years. What's it look like? Are we getting younger veterans coming into the VFW, or is it like most of us did after we got out? It's kind of like, I just want to kind of step away from all this.
I am really trying to get the younger veterans in. That's the lifeblood. I'm targeting those folks. But you know what? At that stage in our lives, when we were all younger, we had family, we were going to school, we were making, you know, working a job or two, and of course you got your kids. But I got to tell you, we were recognized at the state level the other day because our facility has a day room mm-hmm. for kids. You know, not to say that you can come and drop your kids off there, but if, but if the family wants to go ahead and, you know, and enjoy the facility, we have a day room. The state commander, Duncan, recognizes, and he says, look, this is the forward-looking type things you have to do for membership. You know, every organization that we look at around here, the Lions Clubs, American Legion, you name it, we're all having a membership crisis and recruiting issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm forward looking at it, and I know I need to target these folks. We, Shasta College, this, that, and the other.
Shasta College has got a great program for veterans. So does Simpson University. And we need to pull those people in.
Well, Simpson University, I want to talk about those guys. We went out there for the dedication the other day for the mm-hmm. Veterans Walk.
Yeah.
What a great little place that is.
It is.
I'd forgotten, you know. If you haven't visited Simpson College and you haven't talked to the vet folks out there, you should. As a matter of fact, I'd like to see Army ROTC come back to Simpson College. I mean, that's the kind of fabric we need to grow.
It is. And like I said, if you haven't been out to Shasta College, they're getting ready to build a brand new veterans facility out there. And I've seen the plans for it. They're getting ready to start on it. It's going to be great. And the offices and areas there with computers, the whole thing. So
well, they should. And quite frankly, I think they have a real obligation. And I got to tell you, I had my differences with Shasta College. I'm glad to see that they're doing this, because there was a time I personally – donated computers to the vets facility in the upstairs in the cafeteria,
which is still there, by the way.
Well, and then I understood later that we were forced out of there
Well, there's still one there, but I've seen, I was just there the other day through Shasta College, went to, took a tour, saw all the plans they have, and they made a big point of taking a look at their, on the veterans facility there, and it's going to be really, really nice. And it's, you know, it's right there next to the administration building. It's one-stop shopping for the veterans. They've got everything there to help them, yeah. Financial, everything. And but it's the same thing at, like at Simpson. They're reaching out to veterans. Uh-huh. And North State, I really believe the North State could be a very welcoming place for our young men and women that are getting out of the service.
And that's my message.
Yeah.
My God, 20% of this county are veterans.
That's right.
And, you know, there's 10% to Tehama County. Why are we not tapping into this resource and having our county supervisors, our city leaders understand this concept?
I don't know. And sometimes, you know, if the veterans, you know, and the veterans, you know, all think for themselves, but if you could swing the veterans so they all voted, they could, you know, they could control anybody that was elected to office in anywhere in this county, so, or anything else that comes along. Anyway, we're here with Rick Ortega, who is the commander of VFW Post 1934 right downtown. And if you haven't been there, you need to go there, because it is, you know, there's pool tables, there's all types of things. Like you said, there's a day room if you've got some kids. Kids can go back there and play while you're playing pool or shuffleboard or something.
We have
open for parties, and you can rent the place.
Yes. As a matter of fact, without getting into great detail, we're having a party tonight. One of the larger law firms has rented our meeting hall. We have a meeting hall.
Yeah, and it's good size. I mean, if you're looking at something like for having a place you want to put 50 or 60 people into, you can do it. You got a bar, you've got a seating, you've got a place, you can put a band in there.
Well, we are having a band tonight.
Yeah.
And one of the larger law firms in the neighborhood have rented it out. They're sought a donation. They're going to give us a donation. Renting is a different concept.
Yeah, that's a different concept, but it's a donation.
And we've got plenty of beer on tap. I think some folks are going to dress up in costume. And please come by tonight. We're next to we're on the Oregon Street.
We're on Oregon Street. You're next to Woody's there. So, next to Woody's. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for stopping by here. And we're going to take a quick break now. I've got to run, but Bad Bob's got it from now on, and we're going to start rolling people through here.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
No, Bad Bob's in charge. Okay, everybody. We're going to take, like I said, a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Okay, we'll be right back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Redding Kia.
Hi,
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl has had to step away. Actually, he's going to go teach a firearms course. I guess today is the trainers are getting their training. But, of course, Carl and Ted Leidy over there at Northern Firearms Instruction, they teach some great classes. So if you want to learn about the gentle arts of self-defense when it comes to firearms, they are the people to contact, Northern Firearms Instruction. We're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds where the North Valley Stand Down 2018 is taking place. And I just want to read, during the break, I went on the website for NorthValleyStandDownAssociation.org. Their goal, to unite the community in a three-day event once a year that will provide much-needed services to homeless and at-risk veterans and their families here in the North State. It's a forum to disseminate the information that people need because knowledge is power. And speaking as a veteran myself, I find it a little bit appalling that when it comes to programs being cut and things like that, the veterans programs are often the very first things that go on the chopping block because, well, you know, they, as a former president said, well, they volunteered, so they should be footing the bill for whatever happened to them because they volunteered. And that's about as political as I want to get right now. But the point is we do have a very large number of veterans in our area who are down on their luck. And there are people down here stepping up as they did to step up for our country, stepping up to help their brothers and sisters in arms. And here with me right now, one such gentleman, Jerome Venus. He is a volunteer. He's been coming here for 4 years. And Jerome, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Well, Carl's the guy who just left.
Yeah, I'm really good with names.
Yeah. So am I. That's why I have a little notepad right in front of me. Why is this important to you?
It's important to me because of the fact that when I got out of the service, I, too, was on the street. And so I'll probably get a little bit emotional here, but nobody wanted to help a veteran, especially from the Vietnam era.
Oh, yeah. The greeting that mm-hmm. they got stepping off the airplane with these
exactly.
college kids spitting
yes.
at them.
Mm-hmm. And people calling us all sorts of names when all we were doing was going over there and helping.
You were doing your job.
Our brother. Yes, yeah. our brother. And so I come down here each year now, and I make sure I'm down here because of that fact, because when I was down, there was nobody there with a hand, and so I'm trying to repay my brothers in arms that have come down on their luck, and they have no, so for 3 days, it's a safe haven for them.
Yeah. And of course, the services, the things that most of us take for granted,
yes.
like,
oh, yes.
Dental care, just having an identification card.
Yes.
A lot of veterans
yes.
don't have that. They can't get started on that path because without an ID card, you're practically
mm-hmm.
helpless. You
yes.
can't cash a check. You can't do anything.
Yes, and a lot of these guys don't know about this. Yeah. I've come to find that out when I talked to a lot of veterans after the stand down. They said, well, I didn't know what was going on. And again, you mentioned earlier about how the veterans are the first ones to get cut. And that's one area where I'd like to see change.
Yeah.
Is because of the services that we have done here. And why not provide it more often throughout the year? We don't have the funds, that's why.
I think the number of veterans among our elected officials has diminished.
Very much so. And we don't concern ourselves with them. Once they're out of the way, we give the platitudes of thank you for your service. Well, platitudes are good up to a point. I helped one gentleman last night that was really down on his luck, and the condition he was in was deplorable, especially for this nation. And it really hurt as I was helping him out and cleaning him up. This guy put his life on the line for us. Now, whether or not you believed in the conflict or not, I don't care, but he did something that most people won't do, and to have him come here in this condition was abhorrent to me, and thankfully there were no officials around last night. That's how upset I got.
They would have gotten an earful, yeah.
Yes, yeah, they would have gotten more than an earful. And
without getting too graphic, it was the individual had soiled himself,
yes,
and was in an
yes.
He was in an extremely rough shape.
Extremely.
And it required, it was pretty much a hazmat situation.
Yes, yes, it was. Yes, it was. And I'm grateful for the veterans that were here that took the time to let me clean him up. And they waited for him to get cleaned up before they didn't pressure him to get cleaned up. And that's the beauty of this whole program, is veterans coming together to help one another.
So that was, in fact, as Ken Murray often talks about, your random act of kindness.
Yes.
And
yes.
You were having a better – I mean, at the time, it was like, what am I doing? And
yes.
But today, you're
it's
looking back and you say, you made this guy's day.
Yes. It was an honor. It was an honor to help him out. It was a privilege. And that's the way I look at it, is this gentleman didn't know me, but he came to trust me.
Yeah.
And that was something that was so intimate.
And now I presume he's getting some other
assistance? Yes, he's getting more services. He's got a bed to go into. He's getting clothes. He's got blankets now. I'm trying to get him into medical services here soon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what other veteran services we got for him because, again, we are a nation, a really rich nation, but the way we treat our veterans is deplorable. Is deplorable. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people is we have to step up. We, as a society, have to step up.
Let's look for a day when we don't even have to have
Amen.
This event.
Thank you.
Would like to
Thank
be put
you.
Out and put out of a volunteer
yes, I
job.
Would. I would. I would love to. And these guys, again, they just need that help.
Yep.
They need to know that somebody's there for them.
Well, of course, anybody who wants to find out about the stand down can simply get on your computer or your smartphone. Go to NorthValleyStandDownAssociation.org. Mm-hmm. Find out how you can help. And it doesn't necessarily mean whipping out your wallet. Just being here.
Yes.
If you're a
agreeable.
Business that offers some of these services, I understand we have a lot of medical professionals down here volunteering their time, mm-hmm. a lot of subject matter experts. For instance, this year they weren't able to offer haircuts. Haircuts are important. Mm-hmm. The grooming so that a veteran can go out and get a job and start levering themselves up. Well, if they can't get that basic grooming, if they can't afford the haircut or whatever, that's something that all of us take for granted. But for that individual, that's a life changer.
Yes.
So next year, we would like to see a barber because you can't just, under California law, just anybody can't cut hair. You have to have that license.
Yes.
But they couldn't find a licensed barber this time.
And there's so many services down here. We had the library down here, the DMV down here, and the veteran services people were down here. There's so many people down here to help you and connect you with other areas of society and the other services that are available. But like you were saying earlier, we take for granted the simple things like a shower.
Yes.
A place to relieve ourselves. And we take that for granted. I know I do.
Yeah.
And
we often it's too easy to dismiss the people on the street as, well, they got themselves in that situation. A few did,
mm-hmm.
and some, it's just a run of bad luck. How to tell the difference is not up to a person like me.
No.
But especially for the veterans who have fallen into that spiral,
hard times,
and they wound up self-medicating or whatever, we give them the opportunity. We're not going to pull them up, but we're going to say, here's the hand, now you need to walk.
And somebody lifted their hand out to me, and I can tell you this, if somebody hadn't done that 27 years ago, we wouldn't be talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can honestly tell you that. And we have 22 veterans die a day by suicide. And most people don't realize that. 22 veterans a day die by taking their own lives. Oh, again.
Thank you. The thumping, the table does pick up a little bit of noise there.
Yes.
But, no, that's, and you're so passionate about this. And it is, we hear people screeching about, well, there's all this violence because of, for instance, firearms. And we need to get rid of the firearms.
Yes. No.
And nobody gives a damn, if you'll excuse me for saying that, that there's these veterans, and it's not all firearms. They're going off bridges. They're overdosing. They're whatever. Oh, that's just a side effect. But when we get rid of those guns, it'll all go away. Baloney.
No, it won't. It's not the guns. It's about how we're taking care of our politicians, how we're not forcing them to do the right thing.
Hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah, how I'd rather have a new weapon than support this veteran for $150 or $1,500, whatever the weapons. And
or
that's what I'm saying.
Or some program or other that is intended for, well, we won't go down that road.
We could go so far down this road. And,
let's
and
not
like
dive
say,
into
I am
those
passionate.
Weeds.
I am passionate. And that's what I'm asking people to become. I'm asking people to become more passionate. And as I call them, keep our employees honest. And an employee to me is somebody that's supposed to be an elected official. So.
Public servant.
There
that
you
word
go.
Gets and thrown around,
yes.
And yet they get that entitlement thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want to do is appeal to the donor class so they
yes.
can get themselves reelected
yes.
and keep feeding at the trough.
Trough. And they don't do anything to help us. And I can go into that, but I don't want to go down that road either.
And that's not an absolute blanket statement about anybody who runs for a public office, but perception is everything. And so as a group, these folks who we elect to do these things for us, they darn well better get with it.
Well, as I call it, I'm going to sidetrack here, but I don't call it electing. I call it hiring an employee.
There you go.
And that's what I'm asking people to think of them as from now on, because we have to start stepping up.
All right.
Okay.
We are at we're heading up on our next break here, and we're going to be gone for 3 minutes and then back down here at the North Valley Stand Down on Free Fire Radio. We'll be back.
Thank you much.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Carrie, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to the calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the Game Boy for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
8:09 on Free Fire Radio down here at the North Valley Veterans Stand Down. At the Shasta District Fairgrounds, we're here by Fasaro Hall, just off Highway 273. The event getting going. It's a three-day event. Talk about some of the things going on here. The homeless, the temporary shelter for veterans, families, and pets, job services, unemployment information, medical services. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is going to be here. Social Security Office, driver's license, ID information, drug and alcohol counseling, general assistance, CalWORKs, food stamp, the list goes on. Just a few of the free community services available at the event. And one of those services was something this morning that I got to take part in because they had plenty to go around, and that's some of the delicious food. And Jamie Leedy is the chef down here, and for 3 days he's cooking up a storm. Jamie, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. We are up early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, getting breakfast ready to go. This morning we had Vietnam Veterans Association with us, volunteering for breakfast. And I gotta tell you, the food here is fantastic. These guys look forward to it every year. We did change it up a lot this year, but I can tell you with all our generous donors, the lunch today is definitely something to have.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the eggs and potatoes and pancakes, the equal of anything I have had in a sit-down restaurant. So it's not your normal chow line food. It's pretty good stuff. Now, were you a veteran?
I am, yes. Okay. I was 23 years. I served in the Navy first for 11, and then I finished in the Army with 12. And it's been a great ride. I got to have the opportunity to see the world and choose both. But I got to tell you, I love the Navy. I love the food, the Army's food, a little bit different. We had to get creative.
So were you food service in the service?
I was, yeah, both
you know
branches.
You know what you're doing here.
Oh, yes, and I love to bring foods back to these guys so that it brings back some memories that they had, maybe some good times. So we try to keep the food indicative of what they would have in a chow hall.
They're very good. There was a fundraiser a couple of years ago. Classic Cafe put it on where they served up SOS.
Oh, yeah. We have that coming tomorrow morning.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. But the S is biscuits.
Biscuits. There we go. Jamie, why is this important to you?
You know, this is important about giving back. It's all about that. This is my 13th year being here from its inception. So we're 13 years in. And just the opportunity that you can give back to people. You know, not all of us are going to have great things. Things happen. But everybody has a story. The time that you can listen to the stories and you can really see the heart of a lot of these individuals.
What are you doing when you're not doing this?
When I'm not doing this, I do a lot of community involvement, teach culinary at a local high school. And, you know, we're out in the community all the time. I get my students out doing everything, support every veterans function out there. We like to do things partnering with different agencies as much as possible.
I was just talking to Jerome a few minutes ago, and we were saying how nice it would be to eventually be out of a volunteer job, that we wouldn't have to even have this event anymore because finally the facilities would be in place to take care of our veterans who served.
Yeah, you know, that would be fantastic. We would love to see that happen. But until then, you know, we're definitely going to be here for our veterans. You know, North State's veteran strong as it is. So we're all about helping each other.
Yep. Jamie, thank you very, very much for what you do. Thank you for your service, of course. And thank you for the great food. I didn't expect to be handed a plate, but I guess there was plenty to go around. So nobody homeless went without a meal to get me one.
Many, many companies have donated to us to help us out, given us cash so that we could order great food and not just take, you know, different cans and stuff.
Yeah.
Everything out of there is made from scratch. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jamie.
All right.
Alrighty. Also across the table from me, we got about 7 minutes left in the show. Here is Rose Webb, and Rose even has a great big lanyard that says Rose on it, so everybody knows what to call her by. Rose, what are you doing here today at the North Valley Veterans Standout?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm Rose, and I'm here with the organization called the Can Do Spirit.
I like that.
Do you recognize the motto?
Oh, well, absolutely.
It's from the Navy Seabees.
Yes.
Yeah, so Tim is co-founder. He is a Navy, former Navy Seabee, and he's co-founder of the organization. We are a 501c3 mm-hmm. out of Reading that serves disabled veterans and their families. So currently, right now, what we're here is to reach out because we have a wonderful program for PTSD. So if you have PTSD, and are looking for a great group of veterans to get together with, get out of the house, work with your hands, and give back to the community, that's what we are doing. Let me tell you about our current project because it's so exciting. Right now, the group is building 7 beautiful oak wreath stands for Igo Cemetery.
Ooh.
So previously, they were using wreath stands holding the military wreaths that were real flimsy and just, you know, unattractive. And after the fire, they went missing. So they reached out and they heard about Tim, who is a disabled vet that does wonderful work in his wood shop. Mm-hmm. And for any of you that don't know, Tim is paralyzed from the chest down. So he does all this from his wheelchair.
Wow.
Anyway, so his group agreed, because they always take on at least one project per season, and they are finishing up the 7 stands, and they are something to be seen, let me tell you.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Our next project, so in the spring, CVAC has reached out to us and said that they're looking for a display, a wreath display made out of metal that they can use during Memorial Day services.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody went out, but last memorial service, there was over 50 wreaths presented during the service.
Right.
And a lot of them had to be laid on the ground or propped up against something. The wind was blowing. It just wasn't very.
Yeah, the wreaths across, was that Wreaths Across America?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I know a lot of the volunteers that get involved with that.
So this last meeting at CVAC, they presented the idea to Tim. And so he's been talking about it and talking to other veterans. And yesterday we met several veterans that have welding experience.
Oh.
So we're real excited. They've signed up to come on board and help us out and volunteer. So we are really looking forward to the spring project and helping out with the wreaths and building this portable, expandable. They've been talking about possibly between 50 and 60 wreaths,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to hold that many wreaths at the event. So
how would you describe what you do? You sort of the connect the dots type person?
I'm the behind the scene, reach out, you know. I'm their cheerleader. I get Tim out into the community. I connect with Mr. Frank Rose, who is on our board as well, and we just, you know, we're all about just helping our fellow veterans, helping the families of our veterans. And for anybody who doesn't know, I'm an RN, so I do the caregiver support group on Facebook. And that's every Thursday night between 7 and 8 p.m.
Excellent.
Just come find me.
Why is this important to you on a personal level?
Oh, you had to ask the personal part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years ago, Tim was in a terrible, tragic accident that left him paralyzed. And we had a lot of struggles trying to find the assistance that he needed. And being a veteran, that struggle was so real. And when we reached out to a lot of people, we found out that we weren't the only ones. And so after 6 years of putting our pieces together, we decided that we would like to help other veterans going through the same tragedies, help them put the pieces together so that they don't have the struggles that we went through.
Excellent. Rose, any final thoughts? Oh, and Frank is over here.
Frank wants us to
think about birdhouses.
So Frank loves our birdhouses. So the PTSD group builds birdhouses, and our last spring project was donating 26 of them to Dunsmuir School's art program because they didn't have the funds to come up with an art project. So they built all these birdhouses and donated it to them. I have pictures in there at our table, at our vendor table in there. If anybody's interested, come on out, look at our birdhouses, and come join the movement on helping the homeless veterans, the disabled veterans, and our PTSD group.
Excellent. Rose, thank you very much for what you do for our veterans.
No, thank you.
Alrighty. And so we have Rose Webb, and then we have Frank Rose. And, Frank, we got about 30 seconds left. You've been coming to this from the very beginning for North Valley Stand Down Association. I see we have a few less people here, but a lot of great services. So, overall, what are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of progression and support. And it's a good thing to see, and especially we get some new people coming in like Rose, and what she does for the veterans. There's it's a phone number. Yeah, Rose's phone number. That is 338-2155.
And with that, we got to sign off from the Shasta District Fairgrounds from Free Fire Radio. Go out and make it a great day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled